KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in on this Labor Day weekend. I know you have other things to do, except there's nothing better to do than be listening to me on the weekend, right? So here are the rules of engagement. First, if you want to send me a text message, that's really easy. Whatever message app you use, the short message service, the SMS number is 33103, 33103. Start your message with either Mike or the word Michael, either one, and tell me anything or ask me anything. And then go follow me over on X, formerly Twitter. That's at Michael Brown USA. And subscribe to the podcast. Whatever podcast app you use doesn't make any difference. In the search bar, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit the subscribe button, and then that will get you all 5 days of the weekday program, which I do out of Denver, Colorado, Monday through Friday, plus this weekend program. So you'll get all the Michael Brown programming that you need, and maybe a little more. Who knows? We're talking about Kamala Harris. And we're going to swerve in the interview a little bit because she's now established that she wants to maintain and not impose a ban on fracking because she's had some sort of an epiphany. And that epiphany is that she thinks that because of the Green New Deal, we've accomplished all the environmental goals that we need to accomplish. We have metrics that we can now measure. And so there's no need to worry about fracking, which I find interesting because fracking is used to produce oil and natural gas. It allows us to extract even more hydrocarbons from the earth than we were able to do before. Fracking's been around for 100 years or more. Technology's gotten a lot better. And we're just much better at it. Horizontal drilling, I mean, all the kinds of things that we do now are just so much better. But isn't this a tacit admission that she knows she needs to step back away from banning fracking in order to not lose Pennsylvania, which I think she's going to do anyway? But this whole concept, if you go back to the very beginning of the program about our values and about how we live in a post-truth society. Her argument about fracking, and you'll hear in a moment about border security and building the wall, she has flip-flopped on every single issue. That is, if you look at all the polls of Americans about their most important issues, it is the economy, illegal immigration, and border security. Well, what has she done? She has flip-flopped on every single one of those main three issues, top three issues, because she's out of sync with the majority of Americans. So I have a question for you. Do you believe her? Or do you think she's just lying straight to your face? I think she's lying. I think that she is one more notch towards this idea that we will say and do anything to get elected, and we no longer have to worry about being called out on any flip-flops or any lies or any untruths or anything, however you want to phrase it, because nobody's going to call us out on it. And the only people that do call us out on it are those crazy right-winger talk show hosts like Michael Brown who do it, and he's talking to conservatives, and we don't care what he says anyway, because we've got too many useful idiots in the nation that will just follow along and go, oh, she says she's no longer against fracking, so I'm going to vote for her anyway, and besides, she's black, and she has female genitalia, so, or she's, whatever she is. Speaking of that post-truth society that we live in, I didn't get a notice, but I noticed that my driver's license was expiring this November on my birthday. So I went online to renew my driver's license. I couldn't do it. Couldn't figure out why. So it kept saying I had to go in. Had to have it renewed in person. So I couldn't get beyond whatever brick wall there was online. So I made an appointment, and I went in Thursday before I headed down to New Mexico. And I went into the DMV, and it's kind of stupid. I showed up early. I had an 11 a.m. appointment, and because there was no traffic, I got there about 11:35, 11:40, and the stupid little computerized kiosk wouldn't let me check in. And I finally asked somebody, I'm trying to check in. I have an appointment. Why won't it check me in? Well, because you're too early. You can only check in 10 minutes before your appointment. And I was just in one of those moods where, I wasn't rude, but I was trying to understand. Why can't I, what difference does it make to the computer if I'm here 20 minutes before my appointment or 10 minutes before my appointment? Because all I'm trying to do is just check in so the computer knows that I am here. So when it comes time for my appointment, they can notify one of the little people in the cubicles and they can call my name. And I can go up to, or whatever my number is, and I can go up and get my license renewed. And I'm just curious, why wait? And the answer was, that's just the way it is. I mean, I'm going to have stitches in my lip for biting my lip so badly because I wanted to scream at the little goober working at, no, she wasn't a goober, she was a Yahoo. I wanted to scream with the little Yahoo at the DMV because that's insanity. But that's not the real insanity I wanted to describe to you about the post-truth society that we live in. So I get to the little cubicle where I'm going to get my license renewed, and I just want to stayed up front. The woman who helped me was incredibly friendly, very professional. She was very efficient, and so I have no complaints about her whatsoever. This is not about the woman at the Douglas County, Colorado DMV that helped me. It's about the policies. I wasn't thinking at the time, and so when you hear the story, I'm going to go back and I'm going to say, when I finally get the physical license, when they finally mail it to me, I'm going to make a new appointment and go in and just tell them there's incorrect information on here. I need a new license with the correct information. Because here's how the conversation went. Is this still your full name? Yes. Is this still your address? Yes. Is this still where you get mail? Yes. Are you male? And I stopped, and I thought about it, and I said, why? And she said, well, I need to know what to put down. And I'm thinking suddenly, oh, you want to know what my gender is. But I just wanted to get in and out. And so I said, yes, male. And then she asked, what is your race? And I looked at her. now she knows what I'm thinking. And she goes, I'm sorry, but I have to ask. I said, I still have to put it down. Whether you want it on your license or not is up to you. And I said, okay, well, I'm Caucasian. And now I realize that, wait a minute, I had a choice. Regardless of the truth, regardless of the fact that I am a Caucasian male, I could have answered that I was a black female, and that is what she would have entered into the system. And I would not be violating any law, any regulation, any rule, because she was asking, here's the drop down. What's your choice? You get to choose. So now I sincerely am thinking that when I finally get the physical license in my possession, I'm going to make another appointment to go in, and I'm going to say I need to renew this because it has incorrect information on there. And I'm going to see if I can't get a Colorado driver's license that says that I'm a black female. Why not? Why not? And then, not that I ever will, but in case I ever got stopped by a Colorado State trooper or any other law enforcement, and they look at my license and they look at me, they're going to go, what's the deal? I'm going, well, that's just what I identify as. A post-truth society. And Kamala Harris tells us why next.
If you're looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, we're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. Prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Our nation stands at a precipice. What happens next will determine who gets rich in America and who gets left behind. We are nearing a rare monetary event that could upend everything. To help you understand this huge shift, Widemote Research is helping everyday Americans take simple steps to help you prepare and profit from the stock market after the election. If you want to be prepared, go to theurgentmessage.com. That's theurgentmessage.com.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-2427565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Labor Day weekend. Hope everybody's ready for the end of summer, the traditional end of summer. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. We have some really good questions and comments about today's program, and I appreciate it. Back to Kamala Harris. So in another part of the interview posted on CNN's YouTube site, starts out this way.
Another issue, big one, is immigration. As Vice President, you were tasked with addressing the root causes of migration in southern countries and
northern part of Central America.
The northern part of Central America that deals with, that affects the southern border of the U.S. Mm-hmm. During the Biden-Harris administration, there were record numbers of illegal border crossings. Why did the Biden-Harris administration wait 3.5 years to implement sweeping asylum restrictions?
Well, first of all, the root causes work that I did as vice president, that I was asked to do by the president, has actually resulted in a number of benefits, including historic investments by American businesses in that region.
I hadn't heard that one. I mean, I hadn't heard it before this interview. So her going to the triangle countries, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Guatemala, resulted in businesses in America spending more money in those countries. And I assume, although she doesn't explain, I assume that means that, oh, so they created a bunch of jobs for Guatemalans, Hondurans, and El Salvadorans instead of Americans. But wait a minute, I thought she told us earlier that they had fixed the supply chain problems so that we would not have to rely on foreign countries anymore for our everyday products. So what are these countries doing in these three countries? Or are they just expanding a footprint that they already have for products that they're selling to those citizens in those countries? Well, if that's supposed to solve the root cause of illegal immigration, then it's an utter failure.
The number of immigrants coming from that region has actually reduced since we began that work. But I will say this.
No, it has not. No, it has not. That's just a bald-faced lie.
That Joe Biden and I and our administration worked with members of the United States Congress on an immigration issue that is very significant to the American people and to our security, which is the border. And through bipartisan work, including some of the most conservative members of the United States Congress, a bill was crafted which we supported, which I support, and Donald Trump got word.
Now, you know what she's going to say, that Donald Trump killed the bill. Donald Trump didn't kill the bill. The bill killed itself. You know what she leaves out right here, which is the most important part about this bill, which was why I vehemently opposed this piece of legislation, is because it did not reduce the number of illegal aliens that were allowed to come into this country. It actually increased the number to, I forget how many millions it was, and then once it reached a certain number per month, then the president could, at his option, seal the border. The president has that power under the Immigration and Naturalization Act today. The president can do it today. They have no intention of reducing the number of illegal aliens coming into this country, period. Just accept that as fact. No intention whatsoever. The whole Donald Trump thing?
Of this bill that would have contributed to securing our border, and because He believes that it would not have helped him politically. He told his folks in Congress, don't put it forward. He killed the bill.
He killed the bill. Isn't that fascinating? He killed the bill. Because how did he do that when there was a majority of Democrats in the Senate? There was only a majority of Republicans in the House of, like, what, at the time, 8 or 9 people? Donald Trump couldn't have killed the bill. And Donald Trump didn't know at the time that he was the nominee. Donald Trump didn't kill the bill. Republicans in Congress killed the bill.
A border security bill that would have put 1,500 more agents on the border.
Wow. 1,500 more agents to do what? Process more illegal aliens. Not secure the border, but simply to do more processing.
Let me tell you something. The Border Patrol endorsed the bill. And I'm sure, in large part, because they knew they were working around the clock, and 1,500 more agents would help them.
They're working around the clock pushing paper. So anything, any bill by anybody that would have given more Border Patrol agents, of course would be supported by the Border Patrol Agents Union. Of course it would. BFD.
That bill would have allowed us to increase seizures of fentanyl. Ask any community in America that has been devastated by fentanyl what passing that bill would have done to address their concern and a pain that they've experienced.
So you would push that legislation again. I just want
to
ask
you. Not only push it, I will make sure that it comes to my desk and I would sign it.
Just one other question about.
How do you do that? If you don't control the House and the Senate, how do you do that?
Something that you said in 2019 when you first ran, there was a debate. You raised your hand when asked whether or not the border should be decriminalized. Do you still believe that?
She raised her hand. It should not be illegal to come into this country across the southern border without proper authority. It's a violation of the law. She wanted to make it okay.
I believe there should be consequences. We have laws that have to be followed and enforced.
But you're not. You're not. There are laws on the books that could the President of the United States could use, just as Donald Trump did when he took office, to seal off the border. They're not doing it, and they won't do it.
That address and deal with people who cross our border illegally, and there should be consequences. And let's be clear, in this race.
Now, she's about to say something that is such bullcrap, is so disingenuous, that it frankly deserves a lot of discussion. Because this is going to be a central theme of her campaign. I used to be the Attorney General of California. I prosecuted transnational criminals. I prosecuted sex traffickers. I prosecuted human traffickers. I prosecuted all of these dirtbags. And this is why you should vote for me. Let's think about that answer. Because, again, it's utter bullcrap when it comes to border security. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You know, out of all the things we can do to maintain and protect our homes, you know what? Getting up on a ladder, cleaning out the gutters, that's the last thing anyone wants to do. I know, I've done it. And right now you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your entire home. Now, the beauty of Leaf Filter is they take care of everything start to finish. Every installation comes with a free inspection, free estimate, and a lifetime guarantee. Now, a Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter, protect your home, and never clean out gutters ever again with Leaf Filter. They're America's number one gutter protection system. And schedule your free inspection. Get up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's a free inspection up to 30% off leaffilter.com/Hannity and do it today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount, one discount per household.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared sauna supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 a.m. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You know, when I was a baby lawyer, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. When I was a baby lawyer, I was practicing law, and we didn't have a public defender system in the area where I was, in the part of Oklahoma where I was practicing law. They did in the major metropolitan areas, but not in the rural areas. And so judges would call you and tell you that you needed to, that they were going to appoint you to represent people. So I got appointed on a couple of murder cases a couple of times. And so I defended a couple of murders. I had three murder cases, two of which the defendants were convicted, as I believe they should have. And in the third case, I won an acquittal in a murder case before the judge. And I do believe that that person was innocent. They had charged third-degree murder, and the guy clearly was not guilty of it, and the judge agreed with me. The point I want to make is I prosecuted murders, but that hasn't stopped murders from happening. Kamala Harris wants you to believe because she...
I'm the only person who has prosecuted transnational criminal organizations who...
So... She's prosecuted transnational criminal organizations. Now, the transnational criminal organizations already have, and I was hoping to get to it today, but I don't think I will. You'll have to tune in next week or listen to the weekday program. But we have Venezuelan gangs operating in Colorado. They're out of control. Absolutely out of control. And it's very dangerous. It's creating a horrific situation in the metropolitan Denver area. Those organizations are basically organized crime. They're mafia-like figures. They're worse than the mafia. They're already here. So that's the kind of organization that she was prosecuting as the Attorney General of California. That has nothing to do with the fact that they are engaged in trafficking of humans across the border or even within this country. But listen closely.
Trafficking guns, drugs, and human beings. I'm the only person in this race who actually served a border state as Attorney General to enforce our laws, and I would enforce our laws as president going forward. I recognize the problem. General.
So I just want to yell BFD. So these organizations, the cartels, for example, the cartels already exist probably in every state in this country. All the Mexican cartels, the Chinese cartels, the Venezuelan cartels, all of these cartels already operate in this country. And U.S. attorneys and attorneys generals all across the country are prosecuting them for illegal activities that they are engaged in this country. That has zero to do with illegal immigration. It's whack-a-mole. Let's just say, for example, the Venezuelan problem in Colorado. If that gang is prosecuted, let's say for murder or extortion in Colorado, that does not stop that Venezuelan gang from continuing to human traffic people across the border. It does not stop them themselves from coming across the border illegally. Do you think that a Venezuelan gang, do you think that the Zeta cartel, do you think that they show up at port of entry, they show their passport and they come in or they get a green card? No, they cross the border themselves illegally. They just might do it in a really nice Gulfstream or a low-flying Cessna. Her answer was utterly meaningless. But it comes across to an uninformed voter and obviously to an uninformed interviewer like Dana Bash, as being, oh, yeah, you prosecuted human traffickers. Yeah? So what? You didn't do anything to prosecute or to stop because you were a state attorney general. Did you do anything to enforce the laws of the United States? Or of California, or I shouldn't say of California because California absolutely welcomes everybody coming across the border illegally. It was such a total BS answer. And the follow-up by Dana Bash.
Generally speaking,
How should voters...
See? There was no follow-up. None whatsoever. She just let the answer sit there and moved on to the next question. We live in a post-truth society. And the fourth estate is dead. Absolutely dead. You know, I was reading through text messages. And then I went through and I was trying to confirm a few things that some of you have said on the text messages. I didn't realize that CNN took 18 minutes of this, however long they actually sat down. They took 18 minutes. I think Kamala Harris, according to one story I found, Kamala Harris actually spoke for 12 minutes. 12 minutes. The other 6 minutes, I guess, was just fluff or Tim Walz lying about his stolen valor or how he was the greatest coach in the history of mankind. Move over, Lombardi. It was actually Tim Walz. They took 12 minutes and expanded that into an hour-long program. Again, how stupid are the viewers of CNN? Don't answer the question.
Look at some of the changes that you've made, that you've explained some of here in your policy. Is it because you have more experience now and you've learned more about the information? Is it because you were running for president in a Democratic primary? And should they feel comfortable and confident that what you're saying now is going to be your policy moving forward?
Now, before she answers this, I want to back up because I want you to hear this question again. This is a fascinating question because this, you've heard the phrase leading the witness. Well, this is a different form of leading the witness. Here she's saying, let me just tell you what I think Dana Bash is doing here. Dana Bash is saying, so you have flip-flopped on a lot of issues. Now I want to give you four or five excuses that you could repeat if you want to about why you flip-flopped on the issues. In other words, let me ask you the question. You have flip-flopped. Why have you flip-flopped? Now let me tell you what some answers you might want to tell me. Unfreaking believable. This is probably of all the the fracking stuff, yes, that's important. The illegal immigration stuff, yes, that's important. But the thing that I want you to pay attention here is the question from Dana Bash. Because here, she actually says to the vice president, I'm going to ask you about the flip-flops. And when I ask you about the flip-flops, I'm going to give you four or five excuses that if you want to choose, you can choose one of these four or five excuses about why you flip-flopped. It's disgraceful as a so-called journalist. Dana Bash should be embarrassed by this.
Our laws as president going forward. I recognize the problem.
Generally speaking, how should voters look at some of the changes that you've made?
Those are the flip-flops. How should voters look at some of the changes you've made?
That you've explained some of here in your policy. Is it because you have more experience?
Now, dear, do you want to tell me because it's you have more experience now?
Now, when you've learned more about the information.
Did you learn more about the information? There's another answer you could give me.
Is it because you were running for president in a Democratic primary?
Is it because then you were running for president in a Democratic primary, so you had to say those things?
And should they feel comfortable and confident that what you're saying now is going to be your policy moving forward?
And whatever excuse you choose that I just gave you, should voters now be confident that you're going to stick to whatever your answer is today? That is the most freaking unbelievable leading question, piece of crap, so-called journalistic question that I think I've heard, and I've heard a lot of questions. Listen one more time, and then we'll take a break, because it's truly astonishing how she just lays out a roadmap. I know you're pretty stupid. I know you're an airhead. I'm going to ask you about the flip-flops, and I'm going to give you some reasons that you could use.
Would enforce our laws as president going forward. I recognize the problem.
Generally speaking, how should voters look at some of the changes that you've made, that you've explained some of here in your policy. Is it because you have more experience now and you've learned more about the information? Is it because you were running for president in a Democratic primary? And should they feel comfortable and confident that what you're saying now is going to be your policy moving forward?
How about this as a question? Madam Vice President, you have flip-flopped on immigration. You have flip-flopped on fracking. You have flip-flopped on the Green New Deal or the Inflation Reduction Act. You have flip-flopped on, you pick your topic, and now tell us why. And shut up. And put her on the spot. You don't think they wouldn't do that to Donald Trump? You don't think they wouldn't harangue Donald Trump? Or forget Donald Trump. You don't think they wouldn't harangue any conservative, any Republican? Of course they would harangue. They would never, ever. That's like the teacher saying, here's the pop quiz. By the way, I've already told you we're going to have a pop quiz. I've already told you what the question's going to be, and I'm going to give you four or five answers. That's how bad this is. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes.
Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. Hope everybody has a good, safe holiday. So, I want to completely switch gears here for this last segment. Before I do, I want to be sure, again, thank everybody for tuning in. If you like the program, be sure to let your local affiliate know. Let Premier Radio Networks know. And tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell everybody. And because I sincerely appreciate all of you that listen to the weekend. So we have, as part of our clipping service, we also have ABC News. And ABC News ran a short 20-second story this morning about holiday travel and getting through airport TSA lines. Here's the story.
From coast to coast, which could mean long lines. Thankfully, not seeing that here at Newark, but we know that will change. TSA lines are often where the hangups happen, right? So if you find yourself waiting, wait smart. Spend that time emptying out your pockets, putting loose items into your carry-on. It will really save you time when it's your turn to go through screening.
So if you're really busy at the airport, you know, you're stuck in a line, get stuff out of your pockets, you know, put it in your bag to be screened, and, you know, TSA is there to protect you, right? The Transportation Security Administration, part of Homeland Security, actually allowed a suspected bomb maker to board a flight back in 2023 with very little scrutiny, even after his carry-on bag, you know, when they it goes through the magnetometer, and sometimes they'll swab it, you know, for explosive residue. Well, his bag actually set off explosive residue sensors. So his name was Aaron Brunson. He had previously set off an explosion at his University of Chicago dorm, but he was still able to board a flight from Boston to Armenia, even though his bag set off the explosive detection sensors, simply by telling the TSA agents that, well, I don't know why my bag set off the sensors. According to court filings, Brunson had been researching how to assassinate public officials. He had produced videos on the Internet how to build explosive devices for several years as a college student. On January 2nd of last year, he detonated a device in his dorm, which prompted a police and firefighter response. Federal prosecutors are now alleging that he was building explosives to assist Armenian fighters in the Caucasus, which is contested between Armenia and Azerbaijan. Now, despite the explosive incident at the University of Chicago, Brunson does not appear to have been flagged by federal authorities as a person of interest. So you are discovered to be making bombs. You accidentally set one off in your dorm at the University of Chicago. They search your computer. They find all of these documents about how to make bombs, and you don't even get on the no-fly list. And ABC News is telling you that while you're standing in line at the airport, you know, there's really nothing to worry about. You're sitting in line at the airport. Just make sure that, you know, you don't waste time and, you know, just get stuff out of your pockets and put it in your carry-on bags. We live in a stupid world, an absolutely stupid world. So despite the incident at the University of Chicago, he was never flagged by authorities. In August of last year, he traveled to Boston. He flew from Boston Logan to Armenia with his grandmother, While passing through a TSA security checkpoint at Logan International, his bag set off the sensors that detected explosive residue, and despite all the initial concerns, TSA officials in Boston at Logan International let him board his flight to Armenia because he said that he had no idea why his bag set off the sensors. Now, days after he left the U.S., after he flew out, he was somewhere over the Atlantic. Maybe he was already in Armenia. His home was then raided by federal law enforcement, where they found all these documents detailing bomb-building plans, including how to construct a chemical explosive. He's currently still believed to be in Armenia. But hey, when your Labor Day weekend is over and you're standing in line at TSA, I want you to think about this story. And I want you to think about this entire program today about how we live in a post-truth society, how we live in a really dumbass society where this kind of stuff takes place. And then I want you to think, because it wasn't just Dana Bash. I know we've kind of, no pun intended, we've kind of bashed her and Kamala Harris for the majority of this program. But it's not just them. It's ABC News, too. ABC News is really concerned that, you know, getting through the lines.
But TSA expecting to screen close to 17 million passengers at airports from coast to coast, which could mean long lines. Thankfully, not seeing that here at Newark, but we know that will change. TSA lines are often where the hangups happen, right? So if you find yourself waiting, wait smart. Spend that time emptying out your pockets, putting loose items into your carry-on. It will really save you time.
You know, don't waste your time. Make certain that you've wiped down your bag of all of your explosive residue. And if you forget to do that and it sets off the sensors and the TSA looks at you, just shrug your shoulders and say, I don't know. Michael Brown told me to tell you that I don't know why there's explosive residue in my bags. But hey, I'm not trying to make you feel insecure. The TSA is there to protect you. Yes. And just remember, there's a guy in Armenia that's not on the no-fly list because federal authorities raided his home the day after he flew out and the day after they detected explosive residue on his bag. You know, as much fun as I have doing this program, as much fun as I bring you some of these stories, don't succumb to the stupidity, please. Please don't succumb. Everybody have a great Labor Day weekend. I'll talk to you next Saturday.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You know, out of all the things we can do to maintain and protect our homes, you know what? Getting up on a ladder, cleaning out the gutters, that's the last thing anyone wants to do. I know, I've done it. And right now you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your entire home. Now, the beauty of Leaf Filter is they take care of everything start to finish. Every installation comes with a free inspection, free estimate, and a lifetime guarantee. Now, a Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter, protect your home, and never clean out gutters ever again with Leaf Filter. They're America's number one gutter protection system. And schedule your free inspection. Get up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's a free inspection up to 30% off, leaffilter.com/Hannity, and do it today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount, one discount per household.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.